The shooting of Tamir Rice.
What mattered to me is that it happened in Cleveland and it happened to a child. It's about the child, loss of his life.
A tragedy for everyone.
I'm asking the residents of this city to continue to pray for this family and to continue to pray for our city.
There's a video of the shooting. Rice's family representatives got to see it because it's part of the investigation, though the public won't for now.
I can assure you that we're very sensitive to the three, our community, the Rice family, and our police officer. We have to be very sensitive to all three of them to decide what we're going to do with that.
Police adding few new details. A caller said a young man was waving a gun that might be fake. The dispatcher did not mention that. Officers claiming Rice pulled a BB gun that looked real out of his waistband before one officer fired.
It was very close.
So again,
less than
10
feet?
Yes.
The police union standing behind the split-second decision.
They wanted his hands away from that waistband because they knew the gun was there. He unfortunately chose to go down and grab that gun. And, you know, you got to create it as it was a real gun at that point in time.
The police shooting team has up to 90 days to investigate. Their probe goes to County Prosecutor Tim McGinty, and a grand jury will get the last word if there should be charges.